In recent times, there have been a number of class actions launched in Australia against companies like Westpac, Volkswagen, AMP and Domino's Pizza, to name just some of them. The Australia Industry Group says an explosion in these kinds of legal cases is a clear and present danger to the economy. It's blaming a lack of regulation, which is prompting overseas litigation funders to flock here and make often speculative claims. It comes just a day after the announcement of what could be Australia's largest class action over PFAS contamination. The AI group wants the federal government to take urgent action to rein in the industry. Barbara Miller reports.
Class action lawsuits are generally bad for business, and the Australian Industry Group says far too many of them are being filed.
We've become a bit of a honeypot. There's almost been a gold rush towards Australia, with litigants coming here because they know that we're easy pickings.
Innes Willicks is the group's chief executive.
The concern here is that Australia's become almost the world champion of class actions because of lax laws and regulations. What it's doing is driving up business costs. It's making it harder for businesses to get loans. It's driving up particularly the cost of insurance for businesses and for directors. And it's having real impacts on the economy as a whole.
The employer organisation is calling on the federal government to introduce reforms urgently, including regulating litigation funders, imposing limits on returns, and increasing the minimum number of plaintiffs necessary to launch a class action.
Isn't the best way to avoid class action just to treat shareholders fairly?
Well, business always tries to do that, but a lot of these cases that are launched are speculative. When that happens, that incurs costs for business from day one.
The industry group says the amounts claimed in all ongoing class actions amount to well over $10 billion.
Look, I just think that claim's baseless scaremongering. I mean, focusing on amounts claimed in class actions rather than amounts which are actually paid when those class actions resolve is complete nonsense.
Andrew Watson is the head of class actions at Maurice Blackburn Lawyers, who are currently running around 20 class action cases.
It's been scrutinised by three independent reviews in the last few years. The facts are that in the overwhelming majority of cases, cases are started after careful consideration and they are run and fought hard, and where they result in payouts, those payouts are not token amounts. They are payouts of significant sums of money because of bad corporate behaviour.
Professor Michael Legg from the University of New South Wales Law School says the situation is not out of control, but he says he does think some changes are necessary.
There's been an increase in the number of class actions filed, but what needs to be achieved is a balance between regulating class actions and litigation funding, but at the same time making sure that the class action is able to achieve its original goal of access to justice.
In a statement to AM, the Attorney General, Christian Porter, said, "I am actively engaging with stakeholders as part of the process of preparing a response to the Australian Law Reform Commission report released earlier this year to ensure that the class actions regime provides just and effective outcomes for all Australians."
Barbara Miller reporting.